We are in the middle of Perek Zayin of the Tanya. And we are on page Kufayin Gimel, on the second column, Ach Mishehu Bezolele Basar Vesovei Yain Lemalot Ta'avat Gufo Venafsho HaBahamit. There is one thing to eat for the purpose of Kedusha, for the purpose of Mitzvah, right? We still have the taste of Seuda Shlishit in our mouths. That's the eating that is a Seuda of Mitzvah, of Kedusha. It's for Onek Shabbat. So even though it's an act of Achila, but it's an act of Achila for Kedusha. Mimela, it's taking the what is normally an act that is that gets chiyut from klipat noga. Klipat noga is the mixed klipa, and divrei reshut, things that are functional, not mitzvah, not avera, gain their chiyut from klipat noga. Our job is to do it for the purpose of kedusha, and mimela to be mevarer et atov, to take the tov out of klipat noga into the sfirot kedusha, to the world of kedusha. And so that is what can be done anytime we do any function in this world that is mundane, that is worldly, but we do it l'shem shamayim, we do it l'shem mitzvah. However, mishehu bezolele basar v'sovei yain, someone who goes after eating a lot and drinking a lot of wine, for the purpose of what? Lemalot ta'avat gufo v'nafsho habami, to fulfill the desires of his physical, materialistic body, and his nefesh habahamit, shehu bechinat yesod hamayim, me'arba yesodot haraim sheba mimenu, haraim sheba shemimenu midat ha'tava, the four yesodot of esh, ruach, mayim, afar, the ta'avot of a human being comes from the yesod of mayim. Mayim creates all the ta'anugim to grow, and so that's the makor of all the ta'avot. If a person eats l'shem, fulfilling his ta'avot, I love to eat steak, right? Like most people who go to restaurants and they order this unbelievable piece of steak. Ooh, you don't know, this is going to be the best. What's the purpose you're eating it? Just for the ta'ava of tasting a juicy, tasty piece of meat. So what happens at that time? Hine al yedei ze yored chiyut habasar vehayayin shebekirbo. As we explained, everything that is mundane in this world gets its chiyut from the klipot. So now, the chiyut of the basar and yain that was eaten in such a way is degraded, goes down to the three klipot atme'ot. V'nichla lefi sha'a, temporarily, it is now put into the ra gamur shebeshalosh klipot atemeot. Vegufo na'asa lahem levush u'merkava lefi sha'a. And his body now is the levush to a nefesh abahamit that is now getting its chiyut from the shalosh klipot atemeot, from the three klipot atum'a, because he ate l'shem ta'ava. But notice, the Tanya said, lefi sha'a, for the time being. What does that mean, for the time being? So he explains, Ad asher yashuv ha'adam v'yachzor la'avodat Hashem u'letorato. Until the person who just ate that piece of steak, an hour later, let's say, he goes into the Bet HaKnesset to pray, or he goes into the Bet HaMidrash to learn. So now what is he doing? He's learning with the energy of that basar. He's praying to Hashem, he's Oved Hashem with the energy of that basar. So now he's able to take out, he's saving, he's rescuing the chiyut of the basar and the ta'ava for the basar that fell into the klipot. He's taking them out into the kedusha. It was only momentarily in the klipot atum'ah, but by going right away to do a mitzvah or to learn Torah, he's able to extract it back out of the klipot atemeot and to bring them back into the kedusha. Why? How is that possible? Listen very carefully, Rabotai. Listen. Ki lefi shehaya besar heter v'yayin kasher, being that the food that he ate was food that was kasher. It was kasher la mehadrin, the best mashgiach. Mashgiach omed al haroshelo. A mashgiach was the best food. Mamash kasher. And the yain was kimat kmo bet hamikdash hevi'uto. It was everything kasher. The only problem is, he ate it with the wrong machshava. He ate it with the machshava lemalot ta'avato. Aval being that the food that he ate or drank was not asur, it was mutar, lekach yechorim, in such a type of eating, yechorim lachzor ve'la'alot imo b'shuvo la'avodat Hashem. So now that food that you ate is able to be brought back up when you go back into the world of service of Hashem and learning for Hashem. He says, even though not only he didn't think, he thought l'shem ta'ava. Well, ani rotze lechol, can you have it ze? Finished. Rak l'shem ze. And then after, so now what did he do? He took it into lefi sha'a, he took it into the klipot ha'temeot. But it's possible to take it back out into kedusha if he uses the energy for what? For Torah, for mitzvah, for avodat Hashem. Why? Shezehu leshon heter umutar. Rabotai, we are learning now the pnimiyut of the word mutar and the word asur. How do we translate those words? Mutar means permitted, allowed. Asur means not allowed. That's not the meaning. That's a secondary meaning. It's true, but it's a secondary meaning. Maze mutar. Mutar means released. Asur means locked, like matir asurim, right? Baruch Ata Hashem, matir asurim. So he says, because the food that we ate was heter, so therefore it cannot get locked up in the klipot. It's possible to what? To be matir, to release it out of the klipot atum'ah. Klomar she'eno kashur ve'asur bidei achitzonim she'lo yuchal lahazor ve'la'alot l'Hashem. As opposed to what we're going to see afterwards. But the food that is heter, it cannot be kashur and tied down and locked down in the hands of the chitzonim, meaning the klipot that we mentioned, that is unable to bring it back up to Hashem. There's only one thing that stays, he says. Rak she'harishimu mimenu nish'ar baguf. Even after a person was able to unlock, to release the basar and the ta'ava for the basar, and to bring it back into the kudusha because he went to pray or he went to learn, even though he brought it back up, but that lefi sha'a left over a little impression. It left a reshimu, it's called a roshem. It left a roshem in his goof. And that's why ultimately, al ken sarich haguf lechibut hakever kemo sheitba'er lekaman. That's something that we will talk about later. That's why there are things that are needed in order to remove the reshimu, that roshem, from all the times of achila letaava vechule. וכן החיות שבטיפות זרע שיצאו ממנו בתאווה בהמית שלא קידש עצמו בשעת תשמיש עם אשתו התאורה. The same thing goes for the tipot of zera that we're also, it's just like we're talking about eating, it's the same thing in regards to marital relations. If it's done only l'shem ta'ava, so it's possible to bring it back up l'kdusha, but there is a reshimu, as we will talk about. מה שאין כן רבותיי, במאכלות אסורות וביעות אסורות, if let's say not only did he eat the Shem Tava, אבל הוא אכל מאכלות אסורות, he ate something that is not kasher, that is אסור, שהן משלוש קליפות הטמאות לגמרי. Remember, we explained that everything that is אסור בלא תעשה, the chiyut of it comes, the shoresh of it is from the three klipot atum'ah. Anything that is divrei reshut comes from that fourth klipa, the klipat noga, which is me'urav betov vara. But being that the shoresh of dvarim asurim is from the shloshet klipot atemeot, hem asurim ukshurim bidei achitzonim leolam. If a person eats ma'achalot asurot, so what he did was, he gave more chiyut, he gave more yenika, more power to the klipot ha-teme'ot. Ve'en olim misham, it doesn't go back up, ad ki yavo yomam vivula ha-mavet la-netzach, until Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, all the world will be mitahel, the world will be purified, and the klipot ha-tum'ah will be removed from the land, because all the good things that went in, that were in there, that were hidden in there, will be removed by Kadosh Baruch Hu, kemo shekatuv, ve'et ruach ha-tum'ah avir min ha'aretz. So that's one way. That's when Mashiach comes. But Is there a way where even now it's possible for a person to remove that which he brought more koach into the klipot ha-teme'ot? O ad she'yase teshuva gedola kol kach she'zedonot na'asu lo kizchuyot mamash. Or, if a person does teshuva gedola me'ahava, as Chazal tell us that the zedonot, the averot, become like zchuyot, shehi teshuva me'ahava me'umka deliba. The definition of this type of teshuvah is teshuvah from love, from the depths of the heart. Be'ahava rabah, with great love to Hashem. Ve'chashika, with a desire for Hashem. Ve'nefesh shokeka ledovka bo yitbarach. After he sinned, he realized, oh my goodness, I thirst for you, Hashem. I'm sorry. How could I have done that? I miss you so much. How could I have gotten lost in such a way? And he develops in his heart a thirst, a yearning, a longing to come back to Hashem, v'tzame'a nafsho l'Hashem ke'eretz ayefa v'tzia, right? Tzama lecha nafshi, tzama nafsho l'Hashem ke'eretz ayefa v'tzia, and he desires, he's thirsty for Hashem, like in the wilderness, like in the midbar, where it's dry. Tzia means dry. Lihiyot ki adhen, why? Ki adhen ha'ita nafsho be'eretz tzia v'tzalmavet, hi asitra ha'cha u'choka me'or p'nei Hashem b'tachlit. Because he practically gave his nefesh abahamit into the sitra ha, into the three klipot ha-teme'ot. And it's far away from the light of Hashem. Ulezot velazot nafsho beyeter oz mitzimon nafshot tzadikim. It could even be possible for such a baal teshuvah to be thirsty for Hashem more than a regular tzadik who didn't have to do teshuvah and those things to Hashem. Kemaamaram, as the Gemara says in Brachot, b'makom shebaalei teshuva umdim, en tzadikim gemurim yecholim la'amod. Al teshuva me'ava rabba zu, amru shezedonot na'asu lo kizchuyot, the Gemara in Yomad ha-Pevav says, on such teshuva, the zedonot, the averot that he did, turn into zchuyot. How do they turn into zchuyot? Ho'il ve'al yedeze. Because it was specifically because of the avera that he did that caused him to feel that tremendous tzimaon and tshuka and chashika and chefetz rav for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That type of teshuva is able to take out back from the klipot ha-tum'ah. Why? Because now it became a mitzvah. Now it became a zechut. Now it goes, that which he did, which was avera, goes back into the olam ha-kedusha. Tremendous chidush, of course. Aval teshuva shelo me'ava zo. But if it's less than that type of teshuva, af shi teshuva nechona. Even though it is a proper teshuva, we learn here, there are two levels of teshuva. There is teshuva nechona and teshuva me'ahava, the way he described. Teshuva nechona means he regrets what he did. He's mekabel on himself not to do it. He did the vidui, he confessed what he did, he regrets what he did, charata, kabbalah al ha'atid, azivat achet. This is the proper teshuva. This type of, even though he has teshuva nechona, ve'Hashem yislach lo, and Hashem will forgive him, mikol makom lo na'asu lo kizachuyot. But that doesn't change it into zchuyot. Ve'en olim me'aklipa legamre. Then the only time those averot are going to come out of the klipot, ad et ketz sheyevula hamavet lanetzach. We're going to stop here because he goes into the inyan of shechvat zera, explaining the difference between that avera and biyot asurot. We will see that bezat Hashem next time. So we learned here, let me just summarize what we learned for a second. The meaning of the word heter ve'isur, isur ve'heter. It doesn't just mean permitted, not permitted. It means something that's heter shemutar. It's able to be released. It's able to be removed. Whereas asur, it's locked in. It's locked into the klipot ha-teme'ah, and only in the days of Mashiach, or with a very, very high level of teshuva me'ahava that practically transforms it into zchiyot, is able to take it out. אבל אם זה היה דבר מותר והוא עשה את זה לשם תאווה אז לא צריך להגיע למדרגה של תשובה מאהבה אם הוא רק השתמש באנרגיה ההיא או שהוא שינה את זה לדרך טובה לדרך של עבודת השם הוא כבר יכול להוציא את זה מדובר בדברים אסורים דברים אסורים זה משהו אחר
yes. What you're saying, yeah. דבר מותר a person that say goes do you wants tava, but he also says a bracha, and then a bracha for now. How does that work?
So he's going to talk about it. The Baal HaTanya is going to talk about it. Let's say you eat something that's asur l'shev shamayim.
No. I'm saying that,
or you said a bracha.
That's your mutar. But you're doing it for tava, but you're saying a bracha, and you have bracha for now.
So right. So to a certain degree, there was a certain chiyut that was given to the klipot. There was some chiyut that was given to kedusha, the bracha, but there was the ta'avat ha'achila that gave more chiyut and yenika to the klipat noga, and went down into the klipot atuma lefisha. Rabbi Chananah ben Akasha omer, atza kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael lefichach yobah lahem Torah mitzvot sheneemar Adonai hafetz lemaan tzidko yagdil Torah v'yadir.